Hey, hey, hey.
Hello, hello.
I'm Danessa.
And it's James Vincent.
And this is the Makeup Show Podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome, guys.
Welcome, welcome, guys. Wow, babe, we are on the road again.
Yes.
Hitting it hard.
Yes, which is why we have to do a quickie today.
A little quick. I love a little quickie.
Inappropriate.
I love a little quickie with Danessa. Hashtag you just me too'd me, Danessa. We are doing a little quickie today, but babe, I thought this was something we needed to touch on because we have both been on the road meeting so many artists.
Yeah.
And we hear so often, this is so hard. This is so difficult. Mm-hmm. The work isn't there. I'm not making money. I just didn't even know. You know, sometimes I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, because there's so much in unpacking that.
Yeah.
But I always think about myself, and I know you felt this before. Like, we've been there before,
yeah.
Right? We felt the same way, too.
And I'm still there now sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the perception is that you just reach a point in your career and all of a sudden everything happens. I'm still waiting to get paid all the time.
Yes.
I just got in trouble from Jeremy for knocking on the table, but I wanted to clap it in.
And right, there's always more, right? Once you do accomplish this one thing, you never stay there. There's always that next thing that you want. So that feeling kind of always resurfaces, but it's really about understanding, you know, what to do with it, how to manage it, how to get out of that headspace.
To change your mindset, it's not easy, but it is one of the most powerful things that you can do. For me, I tend to be a complainer. It is just my sense of humor. It is the way I kind of navigate the world. But I had to learn when to recognize a negative mindset. That's the first step. And once you can recognize your negative mindset, there are steps that you can take to change the way you think and change the way you feel. And for me, those are the first steps in becoming the artist that you want to be.
Absolutely. I've learned so much from you because you're so much about setting intentions and really having very specific strategies or rituals that you can do on a daily basis. And I know that word sometimes may sound weird to some people, but we have to be just as energetic about moving our mindset in the direction that we want as we are in allowing our environment to set us off in the other direction. It's a muscle.
So completely.
We got to exercise and get stronger in order to manage that. And you have so many great tools for that.
I think that for me, like, the first was personalizing and prioritizing development for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I had to bring in pieces that I could use to deal with my anxiety and my stress so that I wasn't just taking it out on my husband and the other people around me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I had to, for my own ability to maintain my sanity and find success, I had to figure out some pieces. And so for me, it was putting together some pieces like meditation,
yeah,
which we've talked about before, like goal setting, ritual with candles and potions. And those pieces really just helped me to find a focal point so that I can push forward.
I have to tell you, I agree with all of that. And what I've learned in my years and also in my study is that when you first wake up in the morning, it is the prime opportunity to set the pace, to set the energy for the day. You know, when we're sleeping, all of our resistance is gone. I mean, have you ever had a day where you were so mad at everybody or something horrible happens? And the first thought is usually, I need to take a nap. I want to lay down, because that's the relief, right? And everything goes away. And then you wake up in the morning and at that moment, you're feeling good, you're refreshed. But what a lot of us do is we allow a few more minutes to go by. And then what happens? You think about the yesterday and you pull in all of that stuff from before, and then the next day starts the same way. So what I've learned is that those first 15 minutes when you wake up are the most powerful minutes of the day.
I could not agree more. for me, that is when the magic happens. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it previously on the podcast, where I take some moments of silence. I take 10 minutes of breath work, meditation. But really, the biggest piece for me is I have to start each morning with gratitude.
Yes.
I have got to wake up and say, okay, let me go through all of the pieces that I'm grateful for, and let me look at the day in front of me and put a strategy in place with gratitude, you know, and changing my mindset and not saying, oh my God, I have so many things, I have too many things to do. But instead to say, how lucky am I that I am able to do this work today, to be able to live this life today? And I think that that really was a shift for me in success in the industry, because I, instead of was comparing myself and going and saying, this is what you haven't accomplished, I'm starting the day now saying, these are the things that you've accomplished. And that puts your mind in a place where you can make anything happen.
Absolutely. Words are very powerful. And the conversations that we, you know, so many of us are like, you know, the people around us are making us feel this way. But if you think about how many times in a day where we say something negative about ourselves, we had a very amazing conversation with Tabitha Coffee, and she brought this to our attention again, and I thought it was so powerful. Like, how many times we look at ourselves and say, oh, I'm fat, or I'm stupid, oh, why did I do that? And we say horrible things to ourselves. Even when we wake up, oh my God, I'm going to F up again. Like, yeah. Here's another day, it's another shoot, I haven't, we set the state of our own day without anybody else's help. And I think just changing our vocabulary is a great place to start. Like, everything is working out for me. Today is going to be an incredible day. Every day I learn more. Every day I grow more. Every day I feel better. Just saying those words makes a huge difference.
I think you have been such a great example for me, because we've been spending so much time together, and you push yourself so hard to be better every day than you were the day before. And I think I'm getting choked up, but I think that spending so much time with you, with Jeremy, it really encourages me to shake off my own negativity, my own anxiety, and push forward. And we recently, you hosted a panel at the makeup show in San Francisco, and people were talking about how you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with.
Yes, most powerful statement ever.
One of the hardest things that you will ever hear is a real friend telling you that you need to step away from a relationship, mm-hmm. or you need to remove a person from your life. And I think that I had to move away from the habits and the relationships that were holding me back. Mm-hmm. And when I started hanging out more with people like you and like Jeremy, it allows me to be better, because I'm with people who are pushing themselves to be better and to be more positive and to be stronger. And I want to say thank you for that. But I want to encourage our listeners, like, let go of those things that no longer serve you. If you are feeling like you cannot do it, look at the people around you every day, and are they telling you that you cannot do it? Because maybe you just need to get rid of some friends.
Right. You know? Yeah, it's amazing how perspective will shift everything. We had the opportunity to sit down with Sam Visser, and wow.
Wow.
I can close my eyes and put myself in that space, and I'll be tingling right now, yeah. because the words are really powerful. And it's really about setting our own intentions and, like, being in control of our own headspace. It's just super important. And it could be very simple things. The shifts can be easy. Like, in the morning, what do you do when you wake up? Do you go straight to your phone? Do you turn on the news? Like, what is that? Let's change one thing a day. Like, it doesn't have to be this big dramatic thing. Like, tomorrow, if you normally turn on the news in the morning, don't turn it on tomorrow. Do something else for those first 10 minutes, whatever it might be.
We want to encourage you guys to push. We want to encourage you to get uncomfortable. This podcast has been such a blessing for me in so many ways, because so many people are coming up and saying the most beautiful things. Mm-hmm. And I thought that when we hear people who are struggling, people who are so burdened by the idea of success, it's important that we approach this topic and we tell you, you know, we know that you're there listening. We know that there is a struggle sometimes. We know that this is not an easy industry, but we know that it is rewarding. Yeah. And we want you to reach, but we want you to be set up in a way that you are going into each day prepared for the abundance and the prosperity and all of those beautiful pieces that will be where you want to be instead of inundated with negative thought.
So whenever you're feeling that way, take out a piece of paper and a pencil and just start writing things that are good, things that you are grateful for. Like, I love I have a home to go home to.
I love that I have all of these beautiful artists in our life that listen to this podcast and put, you know, so much of their time into being better and giving back to this business and this industry.
I love that there's so many stories that I can hear that give me the idea of possibility. I know that it's possible.
I love that artistry allows us to take creative pieces that a lot of people lose in their childhood and work with them every day.
Ooh, I can't top that one. This is getting good, but you guys get the idea. We wanted to just take this second because we spoke to so many people over the last couple of weeks and our hearts were really full. And we wanted you guys to know that we're here with you. We understand, but we also want you to know that you are a powerful creature. You are a powerful human and you have the power to shift how your thoughts are guided from day to day. There's nothing happening to you. It's all about where your intention is and what you're looking to create. And we want you to feel empowered to create your days, create your career.
So now get out there and do it.
Yes, do something. Turn off the news.
Turn off the podcast.
No, don't turn off the podcast.
Turn off the news. Stop inundating yourself with all that information and be there with your own thoughts, comfortable in the fact that you are an artist in an industry that allows anything to be possible. We love you guys so much.
Yes, and we would love to hear your ideas or things that you do to shift your mindset. Send us those emails. We love reading those emails. If you forgot, it's themakeupshowpodcast@gmail.com.
Follow us on Instagram @makeupshowpodcast. We're going to be posting all of your feedback on how to get your mind set straight there.
And if you're loving this podcast and you feel good about sharing, we want you to share, rate, and subscribe to this podcast. We love spending time with you guys. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.